I remember my winter walks. I remember when I was young. I used to wear high heels.
Yeah.
I just have a trainer now that I bought from Tesco, £8, and I wear it every day because it's so comfortable. And I used to always fall down on the snow. And every time you see me, my trousers is like wet. But I remember vividly in 2015 in Manchester, I remember I had lots of winter walks. It wasn't really nice or pleasant because I was about to lose my house. And at one point, I lost my house. And lost my accommodation nearly. Well, I lost it for 3 days and then the judge overturned. Those 3 days, I didn't have anywhere to go. I used to take my stuff to my friends because I live here for so long. I have so many things. So I put some of them in the storage. Because I used to go and sleep in the same house that I was removed. I could sleep in a sitting room, but I always have to leave early in the morning. And this was in December, nearly Christmas, just around this time. I remember just having a walk from Higher Broughton to Manchester and coming back. It wasn't a pleasant walk. It was a walk that I will never forget. It actually built me up because after that, I decided that I would never be homeless again. And I used to walk around until 9 o'clock, and sometimes I'll be walking around and the people will be coming out from club and they'll be in the car. They'll be like, "Pop up, hey, what are you doing?" You know, some of them would come over me. I'm like, "Oh, Merry Christmas!" You know, I can remember the alcohol smiling, but I was not in that frame. And every time I remember that thing, it make me sad. I cried. Remember crying 3 days, nonstop. I haven't eaten. I was just walking around with my high heels, going to Higher Broughton, back to Manchester because it was cold. I can't stay in the garden. I go to the McDonald's or go and sit at the Victoria Station, and then I end up. You know what? My friend of mine told me, go to Chorlton station, you know where they have, how do you call it, the coach station. It was really warm, so that's where I end up going. I'll go there in the afternoon, stay there, and then go back and eat, and then come back and stay there until 8 o'clock, then I walk back home. I can never forget that. That was like nearly 1 week. Every time at this time, when I lie down on my bed and then my mind go on that, I always get up and pray. I was just telling him that because I keep saying, "God, thank you very much, and I don't want to be in that situation again." So that walk I will never forget, apart from me falling down with my high heels. After that, I realized that, you know what? I need to start wearing all these shoes, everything.
It's a compromise.
It's a compromise.
It's a theme. Yeah.
So I took a compromise, yes. Yes, I took a compromise and then start wearing low shoes and being more stronger and challenging the Home Office more that, no, it's not my, you know, go to court and all that. But if that work didn't happen for that week, I might not be here because I might not be strong. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have known where to go, what to do. So because of all that, when people are homeless, I have to do, even if I have to keep them in my house, I have to, because of what I went through. I don't want anyone to go through that. Because after that, it wasn't easy. But it's a memory. And it's a memory that made me rather than break me.
Thank you.
Thanks.